Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Harry Greaney is a 22-year-old from Galway, and he fought off cancer multiple times. Before 5 months ago, he got his arm amputated. Now he's back powerlifting, training hard, and helping others as a personal trainer. Harry, thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's Group Chat. For people who might only be meeting you for the first time this evening, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and the journey that you've been on over the last little while?
So it'd be 3 years ago now, I was diagnosed with a synovial sarcoma. That's a soft tissue cancer. So I went through 25 rounds of radiation first, then I went through a surgery. I was cancer free. I done preventive chemo, and I like lost all my hair in the process. The radiation wasn't too bad, the surgery wasn't too bad, but the chemo, there was some harsh effects. Then I was cancer free for like a year and a half, would have been maybe 2 years. And then the cancer came back. They done a surgery to try to get rid of it. The surgery was unsuccessful. The tumor started regrowing again very shortly after. And then I had to get my arm amputated. That will be 5 months ago now.
How do you even go about mentally processing that? Because I'm so sorry all that happened to you. It's horrific. And the idea of having your arm amputated amongst all of it, as if dealing with the cancer hadn't been bad enough on its own. How did you process all of that information?
It was tough to process the cancer diagnosis at first. It was very much like a case of like, why me? And like, I was very upset. It was a big shock. It didn't feel real. Like it didn't feel like, I felt like I was having a nightmare or something like that. And then eventually I was like, okay, this is my reality. And when I understood the scope of it, that, you know, this was treatable, that, you know, as long as surgery is an option, you know, it's, amputation was always, it wouldn't the last resort, but it always could get rid of as long as it hadn't spread, and which it didn't. So that kind of gave me a bit more comfort. And then just like before I got diagnosed, the arm was really like consumed by the tumor in the arm, and I had very little function. I had no function of it really, and I was in excruciating pain. And then when they got rid of the tumor, it came back to somewhat some sort of function. Then the tumor came back again, lost all function in the arm. The surgery kind of improved it a small bit, then it came back again. So with all of the like coming and going with the tumor and all of the damage from all the surgeries and radiation that I had, the arm is very non-functional. So I was almost delighted, like when I got the news of amputation, because I was like, okay, I can finally put this behind me. The arm is basically useless anyway, so, and it's one less thing to worry about. That there's no fear then if the arm's amputated, there isn't much of a fear of it coming back. All I have to do is just get my lungs scanned and to make sure that there's no reoccurrences. And I was happy to have it done.
Even though it was the last resort, it sounds like there was an element of peace with it happening, if it was going to really be like the best outcome for you. But
it was my best chance in beating cancer to just get the arm amputated. And it's been liberation since it's been gone. You know, it's been less stress in my mind, you know, like I'm not in pain anymore. There's a lot of things I wasn't able to do because the arm is so messed up. Like on the weekend, I competed in a kickboxing fight. I've never been able to do that with the tumor in the arm and stuff like that. But now since the arm's amputated, that's allowed me to actually compete in these type of competitions. Same with powerlifting as well. The arm was just getting in the way. I wasn't able to use it for weightlifting, but it was getting in the way when I was trying to weightlift with one arm. So now since it's gone, I'm able to compete in all these competitions, and there's a sense of relief that, you know, it's no longer in the arm, and it's one less thing to worry about.
It is also worth noting, in case it hasn't been clear thus far to the listener, this was only like 5 or 6 months ago that you got your arm amputated, and you've just gone straight back to it. You know, you're, as you said there, back into the powerlifting and the training. Was that the biggest goal for you, just to basically kind of go on as if nothing had changed in some ways?
Yeah, straight away, I just wanted to get back to normality. Like 9 days post-amputation, I was back weightlifting in the gym. And then 5 weeks post-amputation, I had my powerlifting competition. And then just it's been 5 months now since the amputation. And just there in the weekend, I had a kickboxing fight. So straight away, I just want to get back to it. I'm delighted now I'm back driving. I can drive a manual with one hand. I passed it. Driving assessment for that, so I'm back driving again, so I'm back working in my gym, back working in Galway City Gym now, so it's my life's sort of back to normal. I'm able to do all the things that I enjoy, you know. I've independence, I'm able to go wherever I want to go, I'm back working, life's back to normal. That's the most important thing for me, just getting on with my life, you know, even though it is with just one arm. At least I'm able to live my life.
Returning to life and the gym in particular in this context after amputation must have come with some challenges, particularly in the beginning. What were some of the biggest obstacles that you faced and then had to adapt with?
I gotten used to using the one arm for everything. So because the arm's so messed up with the tumor that the transition, it wasn't too difficult. There's some things that your day-to-day small tasks that most people wouldn't even notice are a struggle for me, and can get frustrating sometimes, but it doesn't affect me at all with being a personal trainer, and it doesn't affect me at all with all my training and stuff like that. So I've managed to get about it. I just kind of try not to pass too much heat. Everything takes that bit longer. Every little task is so much more difficult than it is for other people, but I figure my way around it.
Have you noticed that your outlook on life and its challenges has shifted now after all of these things that you've gone through?
Yeah, absolutely. And having gone through what I've gone through has given me a new lease in life. It's given me a purpose in life to just tell my story and hope to inspire some others and to help people who are going through similar situations themselves. Because I know, following other people on social media who are going through tough times is what got me through my journey, to know that, you know, I'm not the only one struggling out there, and, you can overcome adversity and stuff like that. So I just want to share my story.
If there is someone listening to you right now who could be in a similar boat to what you were in a couple of months ago, they might be dealing with illness or an injury or a major setback of some sort, what advice would you give them going into the new year now?
Just I think the biggest thing is just don't listen to people. If you want to do something, don't let other people tell you that you can't do it. Everyone was looking at me you couldn't drive a manual car with one hand. I passed the driving assessment. I do it now, no problem. You know, everyone's telling me you can't do a powerlift competition with one hand. I've done that. You know, everyone says, you know, you can't do a kickboxing fight against a guy with two arms. I done that and I won. So just don't let people, you know, stop you pursuing your goals, and just keep trying. If you keep trying, keep pushing yourself, and you're going to have to work that extra bit hard, that bit harder because of your struggles, but it makes it all the more makes it all that more gratifying when you do achieve your goals. Just keep pushing. Don't be defined by it.
Looking ahead to 2026 for yourself, what goals are you setting for you, whether it's fitness, work, personal life in general?
I'd like to just, I'm just back working a few hours every week in the gym. I'd like to just pick up a few clients as well, start training people and changing physiques and changing outlooks and mindsets of some clients. We'd be starting up a bit of MMA and jiu-jitsu and stuff like that, so definitely looking to compete again in some form of martial art, whether it be kickboxing or something else down the line. I have a powerlifting competition the 22nd of February, so that's the nationals, and I'll qualify then for the Europeans and Worlds, so just competing in those three powerlifting competitions next year, and just keep healthy and just keep strong. strong, keep the mindset. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, I wish you all the best with your goals for 2026. Harry, thanks so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks for having me on.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it. On